more awesomely bad track as we head into the World Cafe.
For a lot of bands, the idea of songwriting remotely, like many had to do during the pandemic lockdowns, would be a nightmare. But for Canadian band Fox Warren, a band whose members are scattered across that enormous country, working remotely piece by piece fit them just right. And as band member Andy Schaff says, it helped them keep open minds about where a song could go.
We made a pact that we wouldn't take anything personally. We wanted to just let things kind of evolve how they would and not be precious about anything.
Stop dancing. Coming up, Fox Warren talk about their new album, too, and perform live. Something bassist Daryl Kissick says they weren't really thinking about when they were making the record.
It was important for us to make the record that we wanted to make without conceptualizing what it was going to sound like live, because we would have really scaled back a lot of our ideas.
Fox Warren, today, I'm Raina Duras. This is World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with a special edition of the Up North Report. Connecting with nature is part of the Anishinaabe way of life, and on the Red Lake Nation, a charter school is seeking to help foster that connection, incorporating Ojibwe language and tradition with the seasons. Red Lake's only charter school recently partnered with the Nature Conservancy for the purchase of a new pontoon to take environmental learning out of the classroom. The nonprofit's tribal relations coordinator, John Littlewolf, is at the Boy Fort Band with ties to the Cass Lake area. He says the goals of the Nature Conservancy align well with the priorities of the Red Lake Nation.
Peatlands, water quality, science and monitoring, these are our specialties at the Nature Conservancy. And so again, it is a natural fit with the Red Lake Nation on so many fronts. And this opportunity is such an exciting one for me, because these students are going to be able to experience something that I wish I would have had this opportunity going to school, to be able to get the classroom out onto the water.
During the inaugural pontoon outing on Fuller's Lake Wednesday, a handful of charter school families braved the cool November weather for boat rides and hot chocolate. Fuller's Lake is tiny compared to the nearby Lower Red Lake, but features interesting islands and beneath the water's surface, some underwater caves. The charter school's executive director, Nate Taylor, says he was reminiscing about special memories.
So we grew up playing all through this area. Like I said, I was drowned in this lake. We were kids, we swam all the time here. And it just was, it's like one of those epiphany moments, like we were just in the moment and you're really happy. And I started singing a song because I was remembering him.
Taylor says the song he was gently singing above the roar of the pontoon motor was one he wrote for his younger brother, who died young from juvenile diabetes. Fuller's Lake is just a couple miles away from the charter school and will be one of the many water bodies within the Red Lake Nation the students will explore with their new equipment.
We wanted to know about, you know, almost every single tree that's out there, every single plant that's out there, every single, because we did know at one point, every fish that's out there. So this boat will give us the opportunity to get kids out on the water and, you know, get in to learn about, you know, Mother Nature from a perspective that you don't really get to if you don't have a boat.
Ndaji Nitawaging is the name of the Ojibwe Language Intensive Charter School for grades K through 8. Kindergartners and first graders experience more Ojibwe immersion than older students, but the entire school's curriculum is closely tied with language and seasonal traditions.
There's types of seasons when we gather wild rice, type season we gather blueberries, strawberries, maple syrup, and just reconnecting. I think it's our moral responsibility to do that and to get our kids to do that, because our people always thought seven generations down the line. Our ancestors thought of us, and that's why I feel like Red Lake is so strong.
Taylor says the school, initially chartered 4 years ago, stemmed from a decade of dreams that began with a pre-K program called the Wasabik Ojibwe Immersion School.
This school kind of evolved from that, because we were teaching kids the language at 3 and 4 years old, but you need to keep on them, because at that school it was only 4 hours for 4 days.
Revitalizing language and education is key, Taylor says. The U.S. and Canada's prior policies of residential boarding school systems frequently took Indigenous students out of their communities, where they were punished for speaking Indigenous languages or for practicing traditional customs, in addition to suffering other abuses.
My wife and I had some first-hand experience. We went to Haskell Indian Nations, and it's a college that's built on an old boarding school. So you can see like the evidence of what happened. Mm-hmm. You've seen child handcuffs and different things, a historical center there of, you know, of what happened. There was railroad tracks and they would ship us in like cattle. And, and a little bit of the history of what happened to our people and why we don't speak our language.
Native American students continued to face several challenges within the traditional American education system after the boarding school era. And Ndaji Nitawaging's Director of Academics, Rochelle Johnson, says the school takes a more holistic approach to education.
We develop a strong sense of belonging, a strong sense of who they are as young Native people in the community, and we're really community-based. You know, and practice local culture with, you know, and teach that.
That's it for this special edition of the Up North Report. From the KAXC News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920 with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. When Canadian band Fox Warren released their debut self-titled album back in 2018, it won a Juno Award for Alternative Album of the Year. That's like the Canadian Grammy. And then the band went quiet. And life happened. Frontman Andy Schaaf continued his solo career. Different band members moved to different cities. And then there was the pandemic that made it impossible for Fox Warren to get together and record in the same room like they had for their first record. That may have been the end of the line for a different band. But coming up today, you'll hear how working remotely opened new doors for them and led to their new album, 2. This album is full of experimentation, specifically with samples, and you'll hear them talk about how they had to think creatively to translate it all into a live show now that they're back together again and performing it. Our conversation is coming up, but first, a performance of a song from 2. This is Fox Warren with Say It.
Break it down, don't repeat it. It's fine now, just forget it. I don't even know how to say it. I don't even know how you say it. Take 5, let's leave it. You don't need to keep on with it. Forget it. It's time now to admit it. I don't even know how to say it. I don't even know how you say it. We'll be right back.
A live performance for the World Cafe from Fox Warren. That song is called Say It. It's from their new album, too. I'm Raina Duris. Fox Warren, Andy, Dallas, Colin, Daryl, and Avery, welcome to the World Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're all kind of scattered around Canada most of the time. And you made this album, Long Distance. Maybe you could give us some insight into that process. How did that actually work?
The thing that we came up against was like, how do you write songs together when you're apart? And, you know, you could do like a Zoom meeting where you're playing guitar or whatever. But I think, you know, in thinking about it, it's like, if you're collaborating and if you're writing with someone in the same room as them, you're starting out with an idea and then you're refining it. So it was a lot of like song ideas uploaded to a folder, and then I would take the song idea and kind of plug it into the sampler and change it so that I could finally sing over top of it naturally and pass it back to the guys and see what happened next.
I have to ask, like, when you're sending a song that you've worked on and then you kind of send it out, put it in this folder, and then it comes back and it's totally unrecognizable, is there an ego thing involved there at all? Like, how do you get past that?
No. Yeah, we really had to be, we made a pact that we wouldn't take anything personally. We wanted to just let, you know, things kind of evolve how they would and not be precious about anything. But yeah, majorly a conscious effort to not be attached and not be wounded.
I can imagine if people are sending in their songs and you're not together, it could be hard to keep things cohesive. Did you have a central sort of unifying vision for how you wanted the album to sound?
Samples was the thing that we were trying to explore. I got this sampler like during the pandemic, and I think I wrote one of the first songs that I uploaded to our folder was written with like a voice memo piano sampled and chopped up and then made into a song. And we really liked the glitchiness to it, right? Like just the chops. And so that was the idea.
What song was that?
Dance, the first song on the record.
Let's hear a little bit of Dance. This is Fox Warren on World Cafe. Was a bit of Dance from Fox Warren's new album, too. I'm talking to Fox Warren on World Cafe today. We'll come back to the sampling in a minute, but aside from the sound of the album, could you talk about the theme or the concept that kind of ties it all together? Because there is a story in here.
Andy kind of presented the idea of naming it, too, as it's our second proper album. And then kind of through that, came up with this idea, and Andy, correct me if I say anything wrong, but of just kind of like two sides of a conversation, you know, whether it's in a relationship, or it could also be the things that are said and the things that aren't said in our attempt to communicate.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, two sides.
We're going to hear the song Sleeping next. This is Fox Warren live for the World Cafe.
Thank you.
keep nodding my head, forgetting I can't understand you. I don't know where that guy went, but I could sure use more. I am the dancer, you run the show. I don't understand.
Sleeping, performed by Fox Warren, live for the World Cafe. Fox Warren's on the show today with me, Raina Duras. One thing that we don't hear in these live performances are the samples of dialogue that come between many of the songs. But we do hear the samples of strings there. I'm really enjoying watching you, Andy, like hit all the glowing buttons on that sampler. And you talked about how the glitchiness of samples was something that appealed to you. But you know, when you're bringing in, what intrigued you about bringing in sounds from films or strings and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's funny. The string samples and stuff were kind of the final piece of the puzzle. We did a lot of sampling of our own instruments. A lot of the drums are chopped up. A lot of the guitars are put into the sampler. But Colin is a viola player slash he plays upright bass, and he does really beautiful string arrangements, and we thought that that would be the final piece of the puzzle, just like put strings on top. And then we were kind of doing a lot of joking around with like voice samples and having just silly lines from movies lead into songs and stuff. And I think there was like the background of one of those like kind of bled into the song, and it was just like, oh, what if we put these as kind of our final layer?
I'm going to play a clip from the album just so people can hear what we're talking about. So this is the beginning of Sleeping.
I'm leaving in the morning, honey. I'll be gone a long time.
I know that.
Well, I've got to say goodbye, don't I?
Goodbye, then.
That's a bit of the beginning of Sleeping with the sample that we're talking about. And you've said that you're not going to say where the samples are from. Are you still feeling like that, Andy?
Yep.
Okay. Fox Warren, our own World Cafe today. The next song you're going to play for us is called Listen to Me, and it has a great line at the end. And though I have no formal training on the current subject, once I open my mouth, you'll see how sharp I really am. Could you tell us about what inspired this song?
Yeah, this was like 2020, near Christmas time, and my Facebook feed was just full of arguments about, you know, whatever. It was an intense time, but it was just kind of like everybody's just trying to convince each other of whatever they think, and whatever the loudest typer wins, I guess. And yeah, I was just kind of thinking about that attitude of like, you need to understand what I'm saying. And it's a little bit silly.
Thank God things have gotten so much better. Since
totally. It's really calmed down.
This is Fox Warren performing Listen to Me on World Cafe.
Listen to me. Are you listening to me? Listen to me, I said.
It's like you never listen to me when I'm speaking. You should listen to me. It's almost like you never listen to me when I'm speaking. You should listen to me. I know I'm not some movie star reciting some big script, but if you open your mind, I might be able to tell you something. It's almost like you never listen to me when I'm speaking. You should listen to me. It's almost like you never listen to me when I'm speaking. You should listen to me. Though I've not been listening to what you've been saying, I have my own words prepared. I'll put you right back.
Live for the World Cafe, Fox Warren, Listen to Me from their new album, Two. I'm Raina Duris talking with Fox Warren today. This album is so cool. I'm just, as I was sitting here watching you all play it, I was like, man, this sounds amazing. And I'm really interested in how you took this record that you'd created remotely, very piecemeal with like lots of sampling. How did you think about actually playing it live?
Yeah, that was the tricky part. We really put it out of our minds until we had to do it. And then, yeah, I don't know. Like, we met up for a week in the winter, like last winter, and we tried to run through stuff, and it was like, oh, this is going to be quite challenging.
I think it was important for us, though, to make the record that we wanted to make without conceptualizing what it was going to sound like live, because we would have really scaled back a lot of our ideas. And so it's kind of nice in a way to not even have thought about that.
Yeah. And I'm sure it's satisfying when you do figure out how to do it live.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. After that first meeting, we put together a Pro Tools session for each of us to be able to play along with it. And I think we all had to just practice for like months, because it's a lot of like playing the sampler. It's just these buttons that don't mean anything.
They don't have labels on them or anything.
Yeah.
Which seems overwhelming to me.
Yeah. So it just like, we really had to let it become muscle memory, because there's just so many moving parts, especially for Avery.
On the drums over there, yeah.
Yes.
We have one more song that you're going to play for us. It's called Deadhead. I'm so glad you guys are playing this today. I love this song. Could you tell us about putting this one together?
This was originally a Dallas song. Dallas had written this really cool guitar line for it.
It was like super slow and like ding, 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 ding. But it was like, yeah, I was like really stoked on the guitar part. But the guitar part got switched around, which actually was an improvement, but a lot of things kind of...
Well, what happened was we sped it up.
Oh, yeah.
Like the song sped it up significantly. And then we still tried to get Dallas to play it.
But it got so much.
It was out of control.
Dallas trying to get him to play this really fast. Like
it was so hard to do. So,
but yeah.
So I didn't do it that way.
And so then it became what we hear on the record.
Right.
So, so you had a slow thing, then you sped it up, and then you kind of brought it back to like a medium place. Is that what you're saying?
Well, we sped it up a lot. It became way too hard to play, and then we had to just rewrite the line and kind of make it a little more concise.
Got it.
But it turned into this song, and yeah.
Where does Deadhead fall in like the story of the album, in the timeline here?
This song, in my imagining of what's happening on the record, is like, I imagine it to be they are at a dancing competition. You know those, you dance until you're the last people dancing?
Yes.
Yeah, there's nothing really deep about it. That was just what I was imagining. And it's, you know, this guy's having a few drinks and the dancing becomes easy and then it becomes very tricky. Which maybe you can apply that to life. It's like, you know, things get hard the longer you try to continue on with them. But that's a bit of a stretch here.
Okay, well, if you're listening, dance, but dance with caution, I guess. This is Deadhead, performed live by Fox Warren on World Cafe.
Stop dancing with me. Don't stop dancing. Stop.
featuring one of the maybe most addictive guitar riffs I've heard in a while. That was Deadhead, performed live by Fox Warren. It's from their new album, too. Andy, Dallas, Colin, and Daryl, and Avery have been my guests today. Thanks so much for being here, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
I'm Raina Durres, back in a moment with more World Cafe.
Hope you're enjoying this sunny Monday morning, and thanks so much for listening to People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. My name is Dan Gannon. The Virginia Public Library is closed today, November 17th, due to a burst water pipe. We received support from Itasca Reliable Insurance Agency, handling a complete line of auto, home, and business insurance, located on East Highway 169 in Grand Rapids. Learn more at itascareliableinsurance.com. Greater Lakes Area Performing Arts will hold auditions for the Tin Woodsman of Oz November 17th and 18th from 6 to 9, both nights at Pequot Lakes High School Auditorium. There are roles for adults and youth ages 10 and up. And we receive support from ICTV. Stay tuned, stay connected with ICTV. Learn more at watchictv.org. Coming up at 1 o'clock today, your volunteer on the river host will be David John from 1 until 4 out of the KBXE studios in downtown Bemidji. Let's get you back to more from the World Cafe.
Before the break here on World Cafe, you heard a session with Fox Warren. There is video of that performance on our YouTube page, youtube.com/worldcafe. You can see Andy Schaaf playing with the sampler in that video. None of the buttons have labels. It's all muscle memory. It's pretty impressive. Here's a band who have also played with samples themselves. It's Air, All I Need.
Cast my weight. All I need is peace, this mind I can celebrate. All in all, there's something to give.
All in all, there's something to give.
All in all, there's something to do.
All in all, there's something to do.
All in all, there's something to live. This way. All I need is a place to find, and there I'll celebrate. All in all, there's something to give.
All in all, there's something to give.
All in all, there's something to do.
All in all, there's something to do.
All in all, there's something to live.
Thank you.
me down the line. Don't wanna decide, fix broken stride, see what we find. Till the rain. Together, we share a sign. To call in my mind, this maiden flag, your dream is mine. To the
Donato, Another Dimension, featuring L. King. A song that sounds like it could have, at least partly, come out of the 80s, but is brand new. Next on World Cafe.
The World Cafe is brought to you by People Powered Radio KAXE KBXE. My name is Dan Gannon. And we receive support from Lake Country Power, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative serving more than 44,000 members in northern Minnesota. Lake Country Power, energy that powers our lives. We receive support also from the Bagley Area Arts Collaborative, offering the community exhibits, workshops, and many events. More at bagleyarts.org. The Minnesota Department of Transportation will hold an open house about the Highway 34 corridor study Tuesday, November 18th from 4 to 6 at Park Rapids City Hall. We would like to thank Hug Hydronics, committed to making in-floor heating simple, providing in-floor heating solutions for both commercial and residential. More information at hughydronics.com. The Arrowhead Library System presents Songs of Mesabi, a musical journey through the Iron Range with Greg Taberzi, now through December 10th. Find a list of dates, times, and locations at alslib.info. Now back to the World Cafe.
Hey, it's World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. Some talking heads coming up for you in just under 3 minutes. But first, an artist who says he's slow dancing with you in a room full of nothing. But there's at least a piano and one wailing electric guitar in that room, along with some 80s synths that you'll be able to hear. This is Gene Dawson, a new one called White Lighter.
Yeah. My eyes are a mile away.
You're listening to World Cafe. Quoting Thomas Jefferson in there in a song that you can probably imagine is a real barn burner when she performs it live. That's Brandi Carlile, Church and State, from her new album, Returning to Myself. And that brings you to the end of this hour of World Cafe. Thank you again to Fox Warren for being on the show today. And thank you to World Cafe senior producer Kimberly Junod for her work on that session. Also, thank you to all of the public radio stations who bring this show to you across the country. We produce this show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Raina Duris. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, recognizing extraordinarily creative individuals whose ideas, solutions, and discoveries expand people's expectations of what's possible. MacFound.org. And by AEG Presents, presenting Brandi Carlile's The Human Tour 2026, with stops across North America. Tickets are available now at BrandiCarlile.com.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, we are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Dan Gannon. Weather in the listening region today, sunny, highs in the upper 30s to low 40s, light southeast winds. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 17 to 25. Tomorrow, Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs in the low 40s, overnight lows near 20. And Wednesday, cloudy, highs near 40, slight chance of rain in the afternoon. The KAXE question of the week is, our new Season Watch pod explores nature as the seasons change. How do you change when fall turns to winter? Programming on KAXE is supported in part by the Minnesota Humanities Center, distributing more than $6 million in cultural heritage grants. Funding is available to individuals and organizations that will create, celebrate, and teach Minnesota's diverse arts, culture, and heritage, including Indigenous organizations, historically underrepresented communities, and recent immigrants and veterans. Details at MNHU.